Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Living the Bream with host of Fox News at Night, Shannon Bream.
Y'all, I am so excited about this week's Living the Bream. I wish you could hear and see and taste all the things that I have been able to hear and see and taste in getting ready for this conversation today. I've got two amazing people with me. Some you may know, one you may know better than the other, but I can't wait to introduce them both to you. They have an amazing new project, or projects, I should say, out. First of all, let me welcome Rabbi Jason Sobel. He is well-esteemed, well-learned. He's had an amazing religious journey. He's educated. He is an author. He's a New York Times bestseller, along with our second guest today, Kathy Lee Gifford, who is an Emmy Award winner, a multi-New York Times bestseller. She is so talented in so many ways, and I'm so excited that she is getting to live that out along with a rabbi and bring us some very important, special things today. So thank you both for joining us on Living the Bream.
Shalom. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Now, you all have a new book out called The Way, and you also have, Kathy Lee, this, I guess we describe it as a film. It's one of the most beautiful things I have seen. And I have to confess to you, I started watching it today, but we've already bought tickets because we're going next week. It's a one night event on Thursday, September 1st. We're taking the family. I'm sitting here watching it, getting all teary eyed, loving every second of it. My husband says, stop watching it. So I made myself stop watching about 20 minutes in. But Kathy Lee, tell us about this.
Well, thank you for asking, Shannon. You are just precious. Thank you. The Way is the film. The book that Rabbi and I co-authored is called The God of the Way. Mm-hmm. The film came first, and it was based on the success, and I don't mean that in a worldly way, but the reaction to the first film I wrote with the incredibly talented Nicole C. Mullen.
Yes.
It was something called The God Who Sees, and millions of people were touched by that. And it was an oratorio, which a lot of people, that's sort of a frightening term to them. It shouldn't be. Peter and the Wolf is an oratorio. It's storytelling with a musical bed beneath it, with the narrator leading in and out of the musical parts of it. And it just works. It just works as a piece of theater. So the way The God Who Sees worked, based on the reaction to it, I thought, Lord, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life, is take these unbelievably epic stories in the Bible that are not dead by any means. Mm-hmm. They are as crisp and as relevant as the headlines you guys read on your TV shows every day, your series. It's amazing how current it all seems and how fresh. And then once I was into the making of the film, I realized that I had to call Rabbi and say, we've got to have a companion book for this film, Rabbi, because it's just going to ignite so many people's interest. Mm-hmm. People who've never known about Abraham and Sarah, or never known how God created a people from the Hebrews, how God, all of that. It's a foreign language, but there's so much biblical illiteracy. So Rabbi came to the fore for me, as he always does. Mm-hmm. I've done all the heavy lifting in the movie, and it is what it is. And it comes out, as you said, next week, and it will live on in DVD and all those other things. But the book is Rabbi's baby, really, with me. So Rabbi, why don't you tell her about our book?
Yeah, we're so excited about the book. I mean, part of our passion is we want to take people deeper. You know, I never forget, I went out one year around the Super Bowl, bought a high definition television, and people said it's going to change the way you see the game. And I didn't think it was that great. And then I'm flipping through the channels at the end of the game, and I have a revelation. The high definition channels were the higher stations. I watched the whole game standard definition. When I saw it in high definition, it made a difference. And so these stories that people are familiar with from Sunday school and hearing them spoken in messages, we want to show show it in high definition like they've never heard it before, bringing together the old and the new, because each one of these great men and women of faith, you know, their stories contain promises and promises for us. And it still is relevant to us. What God did for them, God can do for us. They were in such difficult and seemingly hopeless situation, but God showed up, and what he did for them, he wants to do for us.
And there's so much encouragement in that, because Kathy Lee, as you said, and as you both have said, I think sometimes people who don't know the Bible or aren't interested, they don't think in the Bible, they think it's dusty kind of old stories and things that don't apply to them. And when you begin to share the stories, I think people are sometimes stunned, like, that's in the Bible, that drama's in the Bible, that character's in the Bible, and they're pleasantly surprised, and it does come alive to them. I know in the book, and I'm assuming, having been, you know, forbidden to continue watching the movie at this point by my husband, that it he's you like, know? Stop, you're going to ruin it. I'm like, well, maybe I want to watch it twice. Anyway, I think I've read the Bible and I know how the story goes, but it's just such a beautiful thing to watch this brought to life with images and with music. And I know that you all walk us through different characteristics of God. So Rabbi, tell us about those divisions in the book and kind of what they tell us about who he is and who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the God of the how and when, which really reminds us, when you don't know the details, God does. You know, God told Abraham to go and he didn't know where he was going. He didn't have all the information. We talk about Moses in there. One of the things I love in the story of Moses is that when God appears to Moses in the burning bush, in the Hebrew, it's not a burning bush, it's a burning thorn bush. And that's so significant, because thorns in the Bible are associated with, you know, exile and pain and suffering. And God is saying to the children of Israel, I feel your pain. And then when Jesus is on the cross, he has the crown of thorns on his head. Why? Because just like God showed up in the burning thorn bush, God is showing up in the person of Jesus and saying, I feel the pain of my people. I'll never ask you to go through anything that I myself haven't been willing to experience. And he's literally taking upon himself the curse of creation from Genesis, the ground produced thorns and thistles, to break the curse and restore God's blessing in our life. We talk about the God of his word. When we can't see God, trust his heart, trust his promises that are found in the scriptures. He's the God who sees when you feel forgotten and forsaken. He sees you. He knows you. He understands what you're going through. And the God of the other side, when we're feeling overwhelmed and unworthy, we have to understand God never passes by. He always crosses over to meet us where we're at.
Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, I got to say, Kathy Lee, when you decided to leave the Today Show, where you were wildly successful and have this wonderful friendship and love and partnership with Hoda and with others there on the show, I remember thinking, I wonder what she's going to do now. Like, what is happening? What's coming next? And when I see these things that are flowing forth from you, I literally do get so teary-eyed by the beauty of these projects. And I've always known, we all know that you're multi-talented and you can sing and dance and act and write and do everything. But do you feel like everything was leading to this place where you are now, these gifts?
Completely, Shannon. Completely. I remember when we'd written the first song and I knew that it needed an orchestra underneath it. Then when it was so gorgeous, I knew that it needed to go to Israel and be shot. I knew I wanted to direct it for the first time in my life. I was ready, and we landed and there was bad weather coming. So we went immediately to Mount Arbel in Galilee and we rushed up the mountain so we could get that iconic shot of Nicole on the top going, glory, glory, glory. And we made it right before the storm. And I remember getting this shot and thinking, and the Lord speaking so clearly to my heart, said, Kathy, this is the moment I've been waiting for you to have, where you understand that everything I have ever done in your life before this has prepared you now for this. This is it. And this is what I want you to spend the rest of your life doing and bringing these stories you know so well. You've studied so much. You've studied with people like Rabbi. You know what they are. You know how alive and powerful they are. He's entrusting it to me. Yes, go forward. And so that's what I've done. And the ones that he just discussed are and just designed, I didn't know what this would be, Shannon. That people go, how could you leave your dream job at once with Regis and once with Hoda? I go, you're just assuming that it was my dream job. I'm doing my dream job now. At this point in my life, when most people are long retired and fading into the woodwork or whatever they do, it's dawned on me, nobody in the Bible ever retired. They just die doing that, had them doing for their life, you know, and I'll never retire. I'm just refiring and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's thrilling. And Rabbi and I have big plans for lots of different things in the future. And they're all different. And it's all, I mean, if Jehovah Elohim is our creator and he has made us to co-create with him, why are we surprised when he surprises us? Magnificent things beyond what we could ever imagine or ask for, it says in Ephesians, right? Mm-hmm. Beyond, immeasurably more than we could ever. And that's available for all people. People say, well, yeah, well, you've been on TV all your life. You know, you've this, or Rabbi, yeah, well, you. No, all of us. We are no more special. God loves every one of his children equally. And his promises, as Rabbi was saying, are for all of us. Mm-hmm. But we have to cooperate, don't we, Rabbi?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the reasons why we wrote this book is because we do want to give people hope. And hope is the belief that your future is going to be better than your past. And we talk in the story of Mary Magdalene, how she was so hopeless because she felt so helpless. She was in such a difficult position with what she was experiencing in her life. And then Jesus shows up and brings healing and wholeness to her. And even in the darkest moment, after, you know, she saw her teacher and her rabbi crucified, she never lost hope. She was there that Sunday morning at the tomb. And the beautiful thing is that the Hebrew word for hope is tikvah. And it literally means not only hope, but it means to stretch or to strengthen. And God allows us to be stretched in order to strengthen our faith. And all of our stretching is for the sake of strengthening. And then the word for tikvah also means rope. It's literally the word used for the rope that Rahab hung in her window during the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. And when everything was crumbling, falling down, there was this eternal hope, this unbreakable promise that each one of us have. And that hope is a rope that pulls us out of the pain of our past and into the promise of our future. And that's what we want people to experience through the telling of these stories. And I know with the music and the movie.
Yeah. And I think you're so right, especially after the last couple of years of so much loss and anxiety and pain. One of the most difficult periods we'd probably remember in our lives for people the world over, they are desperate for hope. And I find that people are so open to having those conversations and to saying, there's got to be something more. I've suffered so much grief. How do I move forward from here? And I do think these stories and the music and the things that you have put together are such a gift in that way to people. I was reading this morning about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ago and how King Nebuchadnezzar, they were going to be punished because they wouldn't worship these false gods. And he said, you're all getting thrown in the furnace, and heated up to 7 times what it would normally be. And they were like, okay. And that whole conversation and those lines you hear from them when they're going to be punished because they will only vow their allegiance to God, the one true God that they believed in. And they said, we believe that he can save us from all of this, but even if he doesn't, we will not turn from him and serve, you know, these other false gods. And how, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, who had had them as, you know, leaders of some type, his heart was turned against them, and they were thrown into the furnace so hot that the people who threw them in got killed. And then they see a fourth person walking around in there, and Nebuchadnezzar is saying, wait a minute, didn't we throw 3 guys in there? And how they have, you know, the Spirit of God with them, they come out so unscathed that even their clothes don't smell like, when I've been sitting by a campfire last week and my hair smelled like campfire for 3 days, these guys smelled like nothing. And Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed that he said, no one can speak against their God. And if they do, they can be chopped up and you know, the end of them. And I was struck by the what you were saying, Rabbi, about how when we walk through difficult things, it is a strengthening of us. It's a testing of our faith. And our struggle can be a witness to other people, because then Nebuchadnezzar at the end of that is like, okay, they have the real deal. And I think people are looking for a real deal, Kathy Lee.
Oh, the most lacking thing in all of television has been for quite a long time, authenticity. You know, just everybody trying to outdo the other person and be smarter and be that. But very few people just being who they are. And I think, Shannon, that's why you're doing so extremely well. Not only are you, you know, you're your own unique, beautiful, authentic self, but then you show up totally prepared and you've done your homework, too. It can't be just show up and be you. You got to be ready for it. You got to do your homework and you got to respect the work that you do and the people who you work for. It's a combination of those things. But those are the ones that, I mean, I'm so grateful. People say, how are you so bold for God? I said, because how could I not be? Look what Jesus has done for me. And he told me he was going to use me in that world. He told me as a child that he would use me in the entertainment world. He was going to give me everything I needed. And he does. And I said, Lord, give me the same love I have naturally for the executive producer who signs the check. Give it to it for the person that cleans the toilet and the lady. Lord, just let me not ever separate the secular from the spiritual. I am one person who serves Jehovah God and is the daughter of the King, and show up that person every time. Be the same person that shows up wherever you are and wherever you go, because in him we live and move and have our being. It does, the scripture does not say in him we go to visit him once a week in a building and sing some songs and learn a story. And you know, not, I'm not putting down church, but I'm saying if that's all you've got, you're missing out. Rabbi is the first to tell you what you're missing out on if you don't understand that numbers in the scripture are incredibly important. The stars in the sky, incredibly important. All the things that we were told as Western Christians, don't do that. That's of the devil. It could not be further from the truth, right, Rabbi?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this hope is rooted in promise. It's rooted in knowing God's hand is in control, that even when you can't see his hand, you can trust his heart. But it's also rooted in faith. And, you know, there's God wants to build our faith, but yet the world around us, there's so much fear. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because in John 21, we talk about this in the book, the disciples are fishing all night and they catch nothing. And the Hebrew word for fish is also the root word is for anxiety and worry. And when you fish from a place of fear and anxiety, that's the reason why the disciples' nets were left empty, right? Peter had denied the Lord. He thought, there's no future left for me. Surely I'm not going to be the rock anymore. I blew it. So he goes fishing. And, you know, Jesus says, cast the net again on the right side of the boat. The right side is the side of love and God's promise. And he has this full catch of net in a fish. And so God doesn't want us to live from a place of fear because our lives will be left empty. Our relationships will be left empty. He wants us to trust him to live from this place of faith so that we can experience the fullness of what he has for us. And sometimes that's not easy, but we have to not believe the lies and we have to believe the promises of what God says.
We'll have more Live in the Bream in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A perfect example of what I'm able to do in the film is tell you a brief synopsis of what happened to Abraham and Sarah. That's just an example. But their original names were Abram and Sarai. They came from the land of Ur, which is modern day Iraq. And what Rabbi will do is take the story that I've told on you can only tell so much when you're writing a song. And then Rabbi will tell you how Abram became Abraham. And Sarai became Sarah. And you will love this story, Shannon, because this is what he wants to do for us. Right, Rabbi?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he changes their name by adding one Hebrew letter to each of their names. He adds the Hebrew letter, hey. And the letter hey is the ha. It's literally the divine breath of God. So until God breathes into them, they're not able to conceive. And so literally the hey represents God's creative potential and power to birth the impossible. And in the same way God breathed upon Abraham and Sarah, he wants to breathe upon each one of us to take us from barrenness to birthing and from barrenness to blessing in our own lives.
To think about the change of names and what that meant, because names were so important in biblical times to what they were chosen and certainly when they were changed. So many important examples of that in the Bible. I love, too, that these characters are flawed all throughout the Bible, because we are, I start every day asking for forgiveness and thank God for his mercy and grace. But God uses broken people and broken situations and broken circumstances. And that's woven throughout the stories you guys have told, too.
Well, I can't relate to people that are perfect. The only perfect I can relate to is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible, people that say the Bible is boring have never read it. It's like the Real Housewives. It's like the Real Housewives of the Old Testament, you know?
I know everything.
And the reason that's important is because you can't have a story of redemption if you can't see where they came from. We clean it up so much. It's like, well, that wasn't very interesting. No. David's story of being redeemed of the Lord is fascinating because he had adultery and he murdered the woman's husband, you know, and yet God forgave him. That's a compelling story, whether you're Shakespeare or you're writing the scriptures. This is what happens with human beings. God gave us life in a garden. He gave us shalom and we chose the chaos. And that's what drives me crazy when people say, how could a loving God? I say, nope, stop it. Love God put us in a garden and we screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
We screwed it up and we live in our own chaos now and we choose it every day. He's still offering us a garden experience if we trust him. But no, we choose the chaos over and over and over again. Then we blame God for it.
Well, you all inspire us to see God's promises, to see the beauty of when we choose him and allow him to, like, I think it's the greatest deal in the world. We lay down all of our anxieties, all of our problems, all of our sins, all of our flaws, and he offers us something just unmatched in exchange for that. So I want you guys to tell us as we're wrapping up again, where and when we can get the book and how and when we can see the way.
Well, Rabbi, you take the book part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go to Amazon.com or anywhere you'd like to buy your books, any major retailer, so you can check it out there. And we're excited because we know this is going to change the way people read the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. The God of the Way. And then The Way, the movie.
The Way, the movie. And that's a Fathom event. You can go to fathomevents.com or you can go to thewaymusic.com. That's our website. And it's all the information's there. If you put in your zip code in the events.com, it'll give you the theater closest to you in your zip code that will be playing the movie that day. Again, it's only one day, September 1st. I wish it could be in theaters for weeks at a time, but it's not that kind of a mainstream movie. I'm just trusting that the Lord will use it. A lot of churches are buying it out. They're buying it out for their not only just for their people to come and be refreshed and restored and renewed. All those R's are always Jesus. The D's don't the other guy. And but to bring the people in your life, see it as an opportunity to really witness and bless everybody. We all have prodigals in our lives. We have brought prodigal children. We have prodigal husbands. We have prodigal bosses. We have, you know, people that are lost and broken, and we can be a blessing to them if we just buy tickets for those people and say, come to the movies with me. I've heard about this movie that really has some answers and really gives us a brand new perspective. This movie, nothing's ever been done like this before, Shannon. That's why it was so hard to explain it to people. They said, well, Kathy, we'd love to support you, but what is this? I would say, I don't know. I don't know how to do this, but I'm doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. But it's bringing the ancient stories to life in a brand new way, because so often even the best intentioned churches are just keep doing things the same way. And people are running from the churches. They're running from organized religion. And we need, as followers of Yeshua, to be co-creators with him and find new ways to tell the story of redemption and the sword, it's a story of salvation and the road back to Bet Av, the Father's house.
And he gives us these gifts of music, of images, of the word, of all these things. Thank you all for pouring your talents into these. We've not only already picked our tickets out, we picked our seats. So we want the best seat in the house. The Breams are ready. We are excited. And we can't wait to get the book as well. Rabbi Kathy Lee, God bless you. Thank you so much for your what you're doing and these gifts you're putting into the world. It's been a treat to have you on Live in the Bream.
Is that Sheldon?
Oh, yes. As we wrap up. Yes. As I podcast from home, Biscuit Bream is here and Sheldon Bream is here as well. He's waving hello.
Love you, sweetheart. Bless you.
God bless you guys.
Grateful to you, Shannon, and your beautiful, beautiful witness.
Thank you. And for you guys too. Hope to see you soon. Best wishes.
Bye-bye.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.